An alliance of Northland's biggest businesses is hoping a new report will make the case for upgrading the region's main highway so compelling the government won't be able to refuse. The potential rewards are enormous, but so too is the expense, as reporter Peter de Graaf reports.
It's been called Northland's lifeline. However, the stretch of road that joins Northland to the big city to the south could be more accurately described as being on life support. A section of State Highway 1 south of Kaitaia has been closed since 2022, and State Highway 1 over the Brynderwyns has been shut on and off since Cyclone Gabrielle last year. North Power Chief Executive Andrew McLeod says the region has huge economic potential, but businesses shy away from investing because they just don't trust the roads.
We've got a road that's broken. There's something like $40 billion worth of private money that would flow if we just had a reliable connection to Auckland. So it's a case of spend the money on the road, there's going to be a whole lot more money turn up.
A new report launched in Whangarei last night by the Northland Corporate Group has quantified the economic costs of the region's crumbling roads and the benefits of building a four-lane expressway all the way from Auckland to Kaikohe. Mr. McLeod, who co-chairs the group, says the report found local businesses lost $14 million every day the Brynderwyns were shut.
That's just wasted money that effectively gets burnt. Looking forward though, if you could resolve the roading and have a reliable corridor, you could unlock $2.1 billion per year from this economy. So that would be extra GDP output from Northland.
The report, by independent think tank NZIER, found the rest of the country would also benefit to the tune of just over $1 billion per year. The catch, of course, is the price tag. The report estimates building the expressway would cost more than $5.5 billion and possibly as much as $11 billion.
We'd still say it's a great investment because you're going to unlock north of $3 billion per year every year that road is open. So that pays back pretty quick.
Rob Kerwin, Managing Director of Cullum Engineering, says he's seen many such reports over the years, but this time he thinks it has a chance of success.
This one I feel is different because we've got alignment through most of the parties. They all agree that we have to do something. We just can't wait any longer. We just need to get around the table with central government and get them to help us get this going.
Mr. Kerwin says the next step is for Northlanders to converge on social media, their MPs and government to campaign for a new and reliable road. Northport Chairman Murray Jagger says, given the chance, the region could solve many of Auckland's growing pains. It has the only deep water port in the country with room for expansion, but the shipping lines that were keen to use it had second thoughts after the highway's repeated closures. Mr. Jagger says he saw what happened to Hamilton as the Waikato Expressway was built.
I saw Hamilton move from a provincial rural city to now quite a big thriving city. The vitality that's brought to the region is huge. Northland will be exactly the same.
Andrew McLeod says the group applauds the government for committing to a new four-lane route around the Brynderwyns, but it needs to be more ambitious. He says the group already has an opening date in mind for the expressway.
Finish it by 2040. That's the bicentennial of the Treaty of Waitangi being signed. Hugely symbolic. Let's unlock Northland's potential so that we can all drive proudly to Waitangi for that bicentennial and celebrate what's been done in terms of the economy up here in the north.
Transport Minister Simeon Brown has been approached for comment.
Peter de Graaf with that report.